From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Jonathan O'Halloran. Topping our report this hour, the dock workers' strike is pushing some consumers in New Jersey to stockpile necessities such as toilet paper and non-perishable goods. Longshoremen have gone on strike at ports from Maine to Texas, including New Jersey. Governor Phil Murphy says he hopes the two sides can return to the bargaining table as soon as possible. Though some New Jerseyans have stocked up on goods, they say they don't believe panic buying will occur. An 18-year-old Bergen County driver faces upgraded charges for a deadly hit-and-run last winter.
Alexander Vargas of Bogota is now facing first-degree aggravated manslaughter in the January death of 40-year-old Diamond Friesen in Teaneck. Police say that morning Vargas was high as he blew through several stop signs before his Ford Explorer rammed into a Nissan Rogue driven by Friesen, who had just dropped off one of her daughters and a niece at school. Vargas initially ran from the scene before police caught up to him. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey has three wedding venues that rank amongst the top 10 in the nation, according to a list by social casino site Hello Millions, based on spots first vetted by The Knot. In first place was Clark's Landing Yacht Club in Point Pleasant. For more on the other Jersey businesses, plus a neighboring Pennsylvania venue that ranked in the top 10, head to our website, nj1015.com. Almost 60% of Americans in the workforce say they are behind where they should be with their retirement savings, according to Bankrate.
I think the biggest reason people feel behind is because we're coming off of a period of high inflation, which we have not seen in this country for decades. So the fact that that's kind of making people think, wow, will I have enough money?
That's Ken Kamen, managing director at CW Advisors Group in Hamilton. He says one way to catch up on retirement savings is to remind yourself that every time you get a raise, it's not 100% for you. It's 50% for you and 50% for the future you. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. How will the skies look for your morning commute? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Partly to mostly cloudy for tonight. Passing sprinkle. We'll have lows in the middle and upper 50s. There is a morning fog for tomorrow, then partly sunny with a nice afternoon. Highs in the low and mid-70s, mostly clear tomorrow night, down in the mid-50s. Areas of fog again late tomorrow night into Friday morning, then partly sunny. Highs in the low and mid-70s, and it stays dry over the weekend with some sunshine. I'm meteorologist John Fierick.
And what am I looking at? 63 degrees in Scotch Plains, 62 degrees in Belmar, 63 degrees Mays Landing, fast traffic, instant weather, every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.